This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Of the many sticking points in the recently settled negotiations over the new NAFTA deal, the Canadian-American dairy economy was by far the stickiest. American producers of milk and cheese, also the president of the United States, complained mightily about Canada's very tightly controlled dairy industry. And while the new deal does open the door to some more American cheese and milk headed north, small milk and cheese producers in Quebec, home to half of all Canadian dairy, by the way, well, they are not thrilled. Emma Jacobs has more on that from Montreal.
Baskets of apples and fall vegetables are stacked high in the Jean Talon market in Montreal. Farmers from around the region have stands in the open air, while small, permanent shops sell a variety of local and international groceries. On a recent afternoon, shoppers who've been following the NAFTA renegotiations were still weighing the new agreement. It was very disappointing, says Isabelle Croteau, whose cousin is a dairy farmer. She says there's a risk that allowing more lower-cost American milk into the market will, quote, destroy all these little Quebecois farms, which are local producers that we should encourage. Shopper Simon Miville-Deschenes lives just outside Montreal. He says the health of the Quebec dairy industry is important and is willing to pay the higher prices that come from Canada's system to protect milk and cheese producers. But he thinks the compromise on dairy was a fair price to salvage an agreement with Canada's largest trading partner.
I think that was a necessary concession that we made, and I'm happy that we did. To be able to get some of the other aspects of the deal that we were adamant in retaining.
Canadian economists say it's not clear yet what the new agreement will mean for dairy prices, but it's probably bad news for small farmers who will be required to produce less. At Jean Talon Market, cheesemaker Hugh Ouellet is worried. He says Quebec's dairy industry feels under attack from all sides, with the NAFTA replacement as just another blow. Under recent trade pacts with Asian and European countries, Canada agreed to open its market to more of their dairy products. Ouellet is stopping by a cheese shop that carries his products, owned by Véronique Comin. Comin says she hasn't seen much impact from those other deals so far. The European cheese she carries isn't that much cheaper than before Canada's trade pact with the European Union. And she finds shoppers at her store are still more interested in local varieties and willing to pay a premium for them. That's true of Laura Ruggieri, originally from New York City, but who's lived in Montreal for 9 years. She and her Canadian husband had already shifted their buying habits in response to this summer's trade war with the U.S.
Because of that, we have been buying more local dairy from small producers, just to show our support for the local dairy industry here.
The NAFTA replacement is still not yet final. The agreement requires action in Canada's Parliament, Mexico's Congress, and the U.S. Congress before it can take effect. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.